He was really sick and couldn't even sit up. He just
lay in bed.
You're talking about something you see in your sleep. You say, this is what I
dreamed.
Often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I have
dreamed.
I was dreaming I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke up.
When you bring your foot down heavily on the floor, you
stomp it.
If a man meets a girl at a dance and wants to go home with her, he says, may I?
Let's see. If you're in a car, may I give you a ride home? If not, may I walk home? May I walk you home? Could I see you home?
Does see always mean on foot?
I guess that's when I would use it.
Okay. Would you say carry you home?
I don't think so.
All right. Escort?
Give you a ride. No, not escort. It sounds a little formal.
Lead you home?
No. Be no. Blind.
Oh, well. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to it and...
pull it.
When your car is stuck in the mud, you get behind it and...
push.
When you carry a very heavy suitcase, instead of saying, I carried it, you might say, I...
Very heavy suitcase. I don't know what I would say. I lug that song again. Tote really doesn't imply that necessarily it's heavy to me. You tote anything. I wrestled with that suitcase. I don't know.
All right. A child is reaching toward a hot stove and you don't want him to burn himself, so you say...
don't you touch it.
Okay. If you need a hammer, you say to me...
Bring me that hammer. Go get me that hammer.
All right. Would you say go bring?
Go bring me the hammer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anything else? Like fetch?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, we'll talk about the games later. If you're playing a hiding game, what do you call that thing that you run to where you'll be safe?
I guess that was the base.
And in football, you score a...
touchdown. Oh, goal line.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Goal post.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you say in basketball you shoot them?
Field goal.
Do you say goal in basketball?
Yeah, field goal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just trying to get my terminology straightened out. You throw a ball and ask somebody to...
catch it.
I threw the ball and he...
caught it.
I've been fishing, but I haven't...
caught anything.
Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll...
I'll wait on you.
If you're about to punish a child, he might say, just give me one more
chance.
If a man is in a very good mood, you might say he's in a very good
humor.
And if you have termites, you might say, I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of.
Do you ever say get shut or get shed?
I've heard get shed of, but I think maybe older people would be more likely to say that.
Mm-hmm. He didn't know what was going on, but he
acted like he did.
Okay. If somebody stole your pencil, what slang word might you use?
Somebody walked off with my pencil. Somebody stole it. Somebody swiped it. Somebody took it. Somebody ripped it off.
Snitch?
Somebody absconded with my pencil. Snitched? Yeah. Maybe even pinched.
Mm-hmm. Would any of those be limited to a small child?
Maybe swiped.
Any difference in
this? Oh, lifted my pencil.
Uh-huh. Suppose it's something very valuable.
Stole it.
Your money roll.
Yeah. I guess so.
All right. I had forgotten that, but now I...
remember.
You must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't.
Don't remember.
And I have just what him a letter.
Written him?
Yesterday he...
wrote me.
And tomorrow I'll...
write him.
It's time I was getting an...
answer.
You put the letter in the envelope, and then you take a pen and...
address it.
Another expression for that?
Mm.
Okay, you never heard back. All right. I want to write to him, but I don't know his...
address.